It is impossible to pray, "Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven," without offering yourself to do God's will while you are here upon the earth. If you do not volunteer yourself, you cannot pray this petition with true meaning. God is working in the world according to His divine plan to accomplish purposes which He resolved in eternity before time began. God is working all things after the counsel of His own will. His will is applicable to the great affairs of the world, the rise and fall of nations, the regular rotation of the seasons, and like matters. But His will is applicable also to the detailed affairs of your personal life, where you live, whom you marry, how you behave, whether you have sufficient to eat, and so forth. All those who know God and love Him desire for His will to be done. They know His will is best in all things. Therefore, Jesus taught us to pray, "Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven." To deny the existence of the will of God is to say that things are happening strictly by chance, that there is neither purpose nor goal in our world. Such an attitude is a virtual denial of the existence of the God who is revealed in the Bible. For the God of the Bible is purposive, powerful, and working all things according to His own will. If it were not so, Jesus would not have taught us to pray, "Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven." All purposive action by men is based on a plan. Why should it seem such a surprise that an intelligent God is working according to the plan in His creation? You can see design and purpose in nature itself. Even with our scientific advancement and knowledge, we still marvel at the balance of nature as God created it. You can see design and purpose in your own physical body. An intelligent God is the designer of all that exists. He made this world for a purpose. When we pray, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven," we are asking that God continue to work out His purpose in the world of which we are a part. It is a great tragedy of human experience and an indication of human depravity that many people fear the will of God. They fear that if God would do His will in their lives, they would be the loser for it. Not so. The best possible thing that could happen to you would be for God's will to be done perfectly in your personal life. Commit yourself to Him, and you will find life will come to full joy and meaning for you. God's will is done in heaven. The petition evidently suggests this fact, "Thy will be done in earth as it is done in heaven." The petition further suggests that God's will is done more perfectly in heaven than it is now done on earth. So we are to pray that earth will come to match heaven in the performance of the will of God. But why is His will done less perfectly on earth than it is in heaven? Doubtlessly, because of the presence of sin and the depravity of man. The world system in which we live is in rebellion against God. It is headed by the God of this world, who is none other than the prince of the power of the air, the one who works in the children of disobedience. But there is no such opposition in heaven. There, the will of God is done in perfection. How is the will of God done in heaven? I'm sure it is done contentedly. Those who do God's will there find no reluctance in doing it. It is their great delight to do His will. Moreover, God's will is done unquestioningly in heaven. Men are prone to try to judge the wisdom of God's will. They sometimes question whether His way is really best, but that never happens in heaven. Knowing God's way is best, it is done without question there. I'm sure that God's will is done cheerfully in heaven. When Jesus came into the world, He said, "I delight to do Thy will, O God." This is the spirit of heaven. What a pity that men would ever approach the will of God with any other than the spirit of cheerfulness. It is a sin to pout about having to do God's will. I'm sure, too, that God's will is done unashamedly in heaven. Occasionally, you meet a Christian who wants to be a secret service follower of the Lord. He acts as if he does not particularly want it known that he is trusting Jesus. He fails to serve effectively because he serves half embarrassed. It is never so in heaven. God's will must be done swiftly in heaven. Can you imagine one of the heavenly hosts delaying in the performance of the known will of God? Where there is no sin to hinder, there is no hesitation about doing the will of God. It must be done quickly in heaven. God's will is done harmoniously in heaven. Can you imagine Gabriel versus Michael concerning the will of God? Do you imagine one ever falls out of fellowship with another in heaven because they disagree on what the will of God is, or because God's will includes one and not the other? Well, of course not. In heaven, the will of God is done contentedly, unquestioningly, cheerfully, unashamedly, swiftly, and harmoniously. And Jesus taught us to pray, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." The petition suggests God's will is not being perfectly done in earth. Why is this the case? Well, doubtlessly, because of the presence of sin in the earth. There is an opponent of righteousness called Satan or the devil who opposes and contests the will of God at every possible point. He tries to keep men from knowing the will of God. He creates in them a fear of the will of God. He arouses a selfish spirit which draws back from the will of God in a demand for personal gratification. Then, because he is the accuser, he blames men for failure before God because they are not doing the will of God. What a tragedy that men would give place to the devil. In heaven, the will of God is done by angels. They are all ministering spirits sent forth to minister according to the will of God. In earth, God would do his will through men. Sometimes he performs his will through unwilling men, as when he used the Pharaoh of Egypt to show forth his divine power in the exodus of Israel from Egypt. But he wants to use you to work his will with delight of heart. It is impossible to pray, "Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven," without offering yourself to do God's will while you are here upon the earth. Are you of the state of spiritual maturity where you can do God's will contentedly, unquestioningly, cheerfully, unashamedly, swiftly, and harmoniously with other Christians? If you do not volunteer yourself, you cannot pray this petition with true meaning. For if we pray it, we must be submitted to it. Now, you will lose nothing by being committed to the will of God. Quite the contrary, Jesus said, "Whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother." If you want that kind of intimate relationship with Jesus, commit yourself to his will. Again, Jesus said, "If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine." If you desire an insight into spiritual things, commit yourself to the will of God. The will of God should not be a burden. Rather, we should do it from the heart, finding delight in it. The best possible thing that could happen in our world would be for the will of God to be done. So do not be guilty of that hypocrisy which would pray for the will of God to be done on earth and at the same time refuse to yield to his will in personal life day by day. For if we pray for it, we must be yielded to it. I speak of no vague desire which causes us to pray in a half-hearted way. I speak of a daily desire, an overwhelming yearning, a kind of spirit trumpet call which cries out for God's will to be done in earth and which makes us commit ourselves to the realization of that petition. In view of this challenge, do you have the commitment to pray with full meaning, "Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven"?